Hello.
Hello.
This is Joshua with Metro Research. We're conducting a national survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your state and community. This is a research
study. I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
You cannot hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hardly. Yes.
Yeah, I said, hello, this is Joshua with Metro Research. We're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your state and community. This is a research study. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, may I ask what is the year of your birth?
It is 1956.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have not received. I went to college for 2 years. I then went to doctor.
But no degree?
No, I did not get a degree.
Okay.
I started college,
but no degree.
I
right?
left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I went to dog grooming school.
Makes total sense. And thank you so much, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? White, African-American, or black?
White.
White, thank you. And moving forward, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Thank you so much. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely
mm-hmm.
are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Well, I'm probably going to vote, but I'm probably going to mail it in. Because right now I'm in the hospital, and I'm not sure where I will be at that point. The last time voting, I was in the hospital. So,
okay. Would you say then the chances are probably 50-50?
Yes. I don't know if I can vote from the hospital. I don't think so.
I hope you get well soon, ma'am. And in that case, you say that probably 50-50. Okay, you're welcome, ma'am. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I'm about a 7.
Okay.
7.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say 10.
10, okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, abortion, jobs and the economy, cost of living and inflation, immigration, healthcare, Israel-Palestine conflict, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, crime and violence, student loans forgiveness, criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change.
Okay, I would say first, it would be the abortion.
Okay, and one more.
I'm sorry, say it again.
One more, you can select up to 2 as well.
Yeah, I'll do the Israeli-Palestine.
Israel-Palestine conflict, right?
Okay. Conflict, yes.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
Okay.
You may use any number from 0 to 10. Yeah, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of that, of the people in our groups, please indicate so. Hakeem Jeffries?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, you never heard of
him? See, it's a female or a male?
Hakeem
I don't
Jeffries.
Know who's...
Yes, Hakeem Jeffries is a male, actually.
Okay. No, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
How about Republicans in Congress from 0 to 10?
I don't really have any problems with them. I'm sort of one of those kind of people. That, you know, that's okay.
What number would you use from 0 to 10?
I would use probably a 5.
Neutral, right, about that. Okay, 5.
Yeah, sort of neutral. But, yeah.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
I would say she's like a 4.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
I don't even know. I mean, I voted for him, but I don't even know. I'm sorry. I will put neutral because I'm not sure. And I'm not sure about Trump either.
We're looking basically at a number still would be.
A number, okay.
Zero to 10,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. 5.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Oh, 10.
10? Okay.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump?
Oh, I'll let him stay in 5.
Okay, thank you. And now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you no vote?
I am undecided.
You're undecided, but if
I'm undecided, but I will vote.
Okay. If
I will vote.
For whom would you vote? For Donald Trump?
Okay.
Joe Biden?
No.
Third
no.
independent candidate?
I don't even know who the independent candidates are. Who are the independent candidates? Am I allowed to ask that?
Independent candidate. Yes, thank you.
And I think I might go that route. I think I might. I don't know. It's right, but I'm Democrat, so I want to stay with my party.
Yeah, so if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president? Donald Trump?
I know, I'm not even answering your question. Okay, an independent person.
No, yeah, exactly, but it's still asking me after that, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote
in
the 2024? Yeah, it's limiting the answer for the president, for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Joe Biden, right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
No, Democrat.
Democrat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises? Kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Well, I'm not up on this, really, but I would say he definitely would have kept some of his promises.
He kept some of his promises made to the
yeah.
black people, right? Okay. Thank you. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? Secures the border.
Say that one? Oh, secures the border?
Secures the border.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want it to be secure, yes.
So, are you more likely to support or somewhat more likely to support?
No, I'm likely to support that.
So much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, to support. Looks out for people like me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Okay. Well, then I would say somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely to support?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Defends democracy.
Likely.
Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much more likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Grows the economy.
Somewhat more likely.
To support. Okay. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Can you give me the choices again?
Are you much more likely to support? Somewhat more likely to support? Somewhat less likely to support? Much less likely to support? Or makes no difference to you?
I would say the first one. Somewhat more likely. Is that an answer?
Yeah, is the second answer correct? Somewhat more likely to support, correct?
Yes, yes.
Puts people over politics.
I don't think either one. Sorry. And the question is, yes or no?
The options are still the same.
In this set of questions, okay.
Yeah, it's still the same. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who puts people over politics?
Yes, somewhat likely, or likely.
Somewhat
or
likely.
What's the top one? Much more likely
to support.
Much more likely, yeah.
Okay. Someone who wants to build the black wealth?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely to support, right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Protects abortion rights from 0 to 10.
Somewhat likely.
No, and this one is from 0 to 10.
Oh, 0 to 10.
How good it describes them, Democrats in Congress.
Okay. I would give it... I would give it a 7.
Fights racism and discrimination?
I would give that a 9.
Is effective and gets things done.
Say, repeat the question.
Is actually a quote. Is a priority or trait. Is effective and gets things done.
Okay. I would say 6.
Okay. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
I would say 7.
Well, thank you. Is honest and ethical?
I would say 6.
Thank you so much. And wants to build black wealth one more time?
I want to raise that, by the way. I would say, I would give that a 9.
Thank you. Is too woke.
Needs to what?
Is too woke.
What's that?
It's an attribute. It's too woke.
To what?
Too woke.
Too woke.
W-O-K.
I don't even know that word. That's what, to me, that's walk.
It's an adjective derived from African American vernacular English, meaning alert to racial prejudice and discrimination.
Well, I don't really know about the walk thing. I've never heard that word used for that.
Would you use 0 or 5 in that case from those choices, since you don't know how?
I've never heard it. Anybody
say
that?
I don't have that option on this. You just have to use a number from 0 to 10.
I would say 6.
Okay, next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, from 0 to 10.
You know, I'm in a hospital, and how long is this going to be? Because I need to.
You're almost done, ma'am.
Okay, he's almost done. Okay. Yeah.
What number would you use from 0 to 10?
I would use a 7.
As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35 and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses, the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year. From 0 to 10.
Eight.
As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership.
5.
As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic, from 0 to 10.
5.
As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. From 0 to 10.
I would say 7.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. invested in black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, eliminated $127 billion in student loan for debt for 3.6 million borrowers, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invested $12 billion in food assistance program like SNAP, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin cost at $35 for seniors. So like two or three of those that have the biggest impact for your life personally.
For me personally, I would say I take influence. So I'm going to go with that one.
With which one again?
Didn't you say insulin for seniors? Did you mention insulin?
I did, but not in this particular one, actually.
Yes,
you're right. It lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin.
$35
for seniors, okay. You can select one more or two more, please.
I would, the student loans.
Okay, thank you. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Thank you. Just two, or you can select one more. It's up to you.
Okay.
Well, that's fine if you just want to select two.
I'll just select two.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? First one, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. And second, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
The second one, out of poverty.
Mm-hmm. Now, next I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it is a not convincing at all reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First statement is, we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving up tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. The next is, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. From 0 to 10, please.
8.
Okay. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. Come to your 10, please.
10.
Thank you. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and would pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10. On how convincing. Okay, 2. Right, okay, thank you. The next one is, after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. From 0 to 10, please, ma'am. Thank you so much. Now, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. Again, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
9,
right? Okay, thank you so very much. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Democrat, right. Thank you. Almost done. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Wants to build Black wealth?
7.
7? Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18 years old?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, a student?
What is it, two? Okay. I'm retired, but I'm also disabled. So let me pick disabled.
Permanently disabled? Okay, I understand. Thank
yes,
you, ma'am.
Permanent.
I mm-hmm. see. And we're at 95%, almost done. Thank you for your time. For whom
this is a lot longer than you said.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit long, but we're almost done. 5% left, almost done. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump, the Republican? Someone else?
I was not able to vote.
You were not able to vote, right? So you did not vote. Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family's income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, ma'am.
Probably about, let's see, 14,000.
Probably about 14,000, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Seldom or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you too, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You know, it's